Welcome, everybody, to Capes and Scales West.
West, West, West.
This is a special mini-sode discussion episode in which we are going to talk about how all of us first were introduced into the realm of superheroes slash comics slash nerddom in general, I guess. Just general nerdy stuff.
It's been for forever. I've been this way since I was pretty sure at this point.
Yeah. I mean, we've all been nerds since the womb, but there are specific paths that led us into becoming ultra nerds and not just regular nerds.
Ultra nerd!
Okay, cool. Matt, since you're the most senior of all of us, and also by far and away the most comic book nerdy of all of us, what were some of your earliest memories? I mean, aside from you in the emergency room swaddled in a Batman comic.
Yeah, exactly. As far back as I can remember, Batman was part of my life. My dad used to show me the Batman 66 TV show reruns. So, like, I was brought up on that stuff, and I remember knowing the character. I knew who Batman was from that, and I had the lunchboxes. Like, I had a lunchbox going into kindergarten of Batman, you know, like it was there. And so I remember being excited in anticipation for the Batman film, Batman 1989, coming out, which I was 5 when that movie released. So, like, the anticipation and memory of that means that I was literally watching the 66 TV show when I was like 3. Like, it was literally like being shown to me when I was like out of the crib and walking around the house, you know, like that was just there.
I'm imagining you in like kindergarten or first grade, like on the playground, and like everyone wants to play pretend superheroes, and you're like, no, you can't use that because Batman doesn't have that in his utility belt.
So we'll actually get there. So since I grew up with three, four, watching the Batman 66 TV series, the first comic I read, and I had to be at either 4 or 5 because it was definitely around Batman 89 that I read this, was the graphic novel printing of Batman, A Death in the Family by Jim Starlin.
Very appropriate for 5 years.
Yeah, right? And Jim Aparo, which I'm sure my parents had no idea that...
probably not.
that the Joker blows up Robin in that story. And I remember distinctly going to my dad and telling him, you know, recapping the events of the story, going, but it's not really Robin. He's like, what do you mean? I'm like, well, Robin is Dick Grayson and this is Jason Todd. So they didn't actually kill the real Robin. Like, I had no understanding of this other character that had become Robin during this time. It was Dick Grayson. That who was on the Batman 66 show. That's who Robin was. Yeah. So there was that was the jumping on point. And to this day, Jim Aparo's Batman always formulated what the character looked like in my head. Also, there was a weird justification where in my head the costume was always the jet black with the yellow emblem. Because that's the way it looked in the 1989 series, and that in the comic books, coloring, like the coloring quality was so bad that that's why it looked blue. Like, I had justified all of these things in my head at 5 years old that that's how it was.
So. Honestly impressive. I don't think at 5, I can't really justify anything.
And character design has been something that's followed through for me from those years, was like, how to speak through design. So, that's it for me. It's been with me ever since, and I'm 35 years old now and still complaining about the batsuit.
Not so upset about it.
Channeling as
ever. Right now you can't see this. I'm wearing the Batman Rebirth batsuit logo t-shirt right now. So, best batsuit. Hashtag best batsuit.
Hashtag best batsuit. Not my batsuit.
The one that's in right now is hashtag not my batsuit.
Oh, man. Well, what about you, Kat? Like, are some of your earliest memories?
For me, it's really confusing because when my dad was a kid, he never even touched a comic book. Neither did my mom. My dad literally, he's like, yeah, I don't even ever remember reading comic books. I just read car magazines. I'm like, you're so weird. And So, I mean, my first memories are when I was little and my mom, cause I watched all the Disney movies when I was a kid and, in the golden era of Cartoon Network with Ed, Ed, and Neo, all my good shows. Anyways,
high school for Nat, for anybody following along at home.
Mm-hmm. So at that point in time, my mom was, I think it would just come on, and I think as a kid, I grew up loving Superman the most, so my mom always made sure that that was on, like, when that was on, she had it on for me at all times, so, I mean, that
what
was...
What were you talking about, like, Superman the Animated Series?
Yep, Superman the Animated, yeah, I never watched any of the real ones. My mom always, I usually stuck pretty hardcore to Cartoon Network, even as I got a little bit older, but yeah, it was always Superman the Animated Series, and watching that, and so my original Superman was, I can never remember his name.
Tim Daly?
Yep, Tim Daly was my original Superman, so every time I hear his voice, I'm like, that's Superman.
Yeah. It was funny that, you know, you say that as going through the cartoon end of it, watching Lois and Clark, The New Adventures of Superman, was a weekly family event at my house.
Really? That's pretty interesting.
Wow. Yeah.
So, I'm not sure, but I think one of the first costumes that I ever picked as a kid for Halloween was actually Superman. I don't know what age I was. I was either 3 or 4. But my mom took a picture. She's like, okay, Supergirl, show me how you can fly. And I literally looked at my mom and I said, I'm not Supergirl, I'm Superman.
Right.
Always that distinction for me. Cause it's, and I've said that to people too, where they're like, oh, look at Supergirl. And I'm like, no, this is for Superman, but okay. Just let it be at this point. I'm not salty about it. But that's always been the hero that I've loved, has always been Superman. Not Supergirl, not Superwoman, Superman. So, but yeah, even when I was a kid, and for me, how people sometimes idolize not good characters, I've always idolized him in that sense, even from when I was a little kid. So, I've got, my mom is lovely enough to always have pictures, but there are pictures.
Oh my
gosh.
Of little Cat dressed up as Superman for Halloween.
And that Superman.
And
for our viewers at home, Kat, I believe that you need to post that to the Facebook page, because this is one of the most...
Yeah, it's kind of planning on it, actually.
Absolutely adorable.
Oh my gosh, that is...
So...
Wow.
So, that's kind of how I was always introduced. That's how... And then superheroes had been, like, a cornerstone of my life for, like, as long as I could remember, to be honest. I've always... I watched all the movies when they came out, but I never actually read any comics, really. My mom... I just never bought any, and my mom never bought me any. I read books all the time, but I never read comic books, which is weird. You would think I would make that jump.
I'm going to bury the lead here a little bit. So what Superman comic was the first comic that you ever read?
That actually wasn't the first comic I ever read, funny enough.
Gasp!
Yeah, actually it wasn't, because there was like a point in time too, because a lot of the stories that I had heard, because... I would have the fun game of, I would just sit on Wikipedia for like an hour, 2 hours, and just read as much as I could about a character.
The Wikipedia
trap.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And I would read about Superman for hours, and a lot of the ones that I ended up going through, I was like, all these stories fucking suck. That's basically what happened.
Honestly, entering through Superman the Animated Series, and then like trying to go through other things, you know, like they distilled so much of what was great about the character into a like well-formulated one singular story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's...
Yeah, so it was hard, and so I think I said something one day to one of my friends. I was like, yeah, I really wish they would do like a really good, like strong female character. And my coworker's like, oh, you really like strong female characters, huh? I was like, yeah. This is at the time when I was working at Walmart too, so I was probably about 19 or 20. And he was like, well, I think you'll like Batwoman. And I was like, oh god, because I've spent my entire life just being shit talked to about liking Superman. I've literally had friends, because I had my Superman throw blanket, they're like, you can't have that in my house, it's a Batman house. And I'm like, you're a douche. And so so he's like, he's like, read it. I think you'll really like it. And he showed me, because I read it on the app, because I didn't know about Griffins at that time. Things might be different. Anyways, so he showed me it, and the first one that I read was her starting out title for New 52, Batwoman number one. And after that, that was the first comic that I ever read, and then I dropped it for a couple years because of other things, and that's a whole other story. And then it wasn't until probably 22, 23 that I really started to actually read comics. And I didn't actually touch a Superman comic for about 2 years until the run now.
Wow.
So
it's kind of crazy.
Everything is back issues on that. I guess that's not entirely true. I really did like Injustice, and I read a lot of Injustice.
It's a cool game, man.
Nice. Yeah, I think I have a completely different jumping on point for you. Like, growing up for me, I read a lot, but it was books, and I read a lot of science fiction and fantasy, which kind of, especially when I was younger, then I slowly transitioned into like what you would consider like classic literature, like 1984 and Grapes of Wrath. And I was in high school. I was like a sophomore in high school when I like read Heart of Darkness because I wanted to. And like I tried to read like, tried to read like Dante's Inferno and like all this stuff, like just for fun. Cause that's what I was. And I always thought like, although I was a big film junkie, always have been. So like, Batman Beyond, I remember watching when I was younger, like in elementary school.
See, and I did the
same thing. I was in middle school, once again, if we're going to track time. Yeah.
Oh, right now. I watched it as an adult.
I don't think it was actually coming out when I was watching it, though. Like, I can't even remember.
I was on the Cartoon Network for years afterwards because it did so well.
Yeah.
It debuted on what was WB Kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then I watched I love Teen Titans and Static Shock too. Static Shock's the only show in my entire life that I ever made sure I was home after school in front of the TV to watch.
Way ahead of its time.
And I went back and watched it recently too. It holds up really well.
Is it on the DC Universe app?
I forget where I saw it. It's not on DC though.
Yeah. That's a good one to put on there though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But my first comic book that I ever read, and I guess it was appropriate because I was in high school reading all the classics, quote unquote. Mm-hmm. The first comic book I ever read was Watchmen, and that was a summer reading thing at my school. Actually, like all the teachers could pick out like one book, and then you had to like choose like who you wanted to do. And I just particularly liked that teacher, and his choice was Watchmen, and so I like remember grudgingly being like, okay, it's Mr. Collier. He's awesome. I'll read this stupid comic book about where it's... Because in my mind, up until that point, comics were just muscly guys. It was Superman just punching, like, Nega Superman harder than, like, the other one. And I read that, and I was like, wow. And I didn't actually read another graphic novel until my second to last year of college. Took a class called Young Adult Literature. It was absolutely amazing. I read a ton of great graphic novels. And then I was like, whoa, like, these are not, like, what I've been thinking they were the whole time. Like, Persepolis and Mouse and, like, all these, like, indie ones.
Yeah.
And then...
Cultural influence.
And then too. My senior year in college for ethnic literature, another class. This is the kind of nerd I am. I read Ms. Marvel for the first time. That was the first superhero book, like, straight superhero book that I'd ever read. Fell in love. Here I am.
How long after that were you, like, actually doing the monthly subscription kind of stuff?
So that was the very last day of class. That was, like, our fun read was, like, Ms. Marvel Volume 1.
Okay.
And right after that class, I went to Griffin Games and Comics to buy Ms. Marvel Volume 2 and 3.
We can actually get back history, too, into how we actually set up shop, too, because... I had just really started beginning into comics when...
We should table that, because there's an interesting thing. So yours was almost immediate after Ms. Marvel.
So I got the volumes, and I read through the volumes, and then I was waiting for, like, the fourth volume to come out, and I was just like, I can't fucking do it, man. I can't. So then I bought all the issues up to it, and then I pretty much became monthly after that. I forget what I was doing. I was just looking at solicits or something like that. And I saw Squirrel Girl on there, too. And I was just like, well, check this one out, too. And sure, and those are my first two comics. And they're still, to this day, my favorites.
That's awesome. With you, when did the monthly subscription start? Was that, like...
It took a few years. It wasn't... When I found out they were doing another Batwoman series is when it really everything started. So that was when, and that wasn't really that long ago when I sit and think about it. It was only a few years ago. Because I was like, I want all the single Batwoman issues. I want those, and I wanted to read more of what she was doing. Because once I did that, that's when other things started to come into play. I still to this day am DC heavy, and I will probably die reading more DC than anything else, and that's just because of a kid and what I grew up on. But the fun part was, is the first comic that I really subscribed to was Flintstones, and that's how I met Patrick.
That's hilarious.
Was that really?
Yeah, that was the day I was going in there for that, and I think we ended up talking for about an hour and a half about,
Mark Russell, man.
We were talking for about an hour and a half about everything, and that was when you were starting your podcast with Leander, too, and that's when you had mentioned it to me, and I was like, oh, yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, that sounds fun to me.
Yeah, there was still when it was Nat and Leander and I, and then, I just met you in the store. Wow. Because around that time, too, it was like when I was starting this when we were starting this podcast.
You guys were starting this podcast. I got brought on as the big somebody they needed for DC stuff.
That's true. It was just Leander and I, and we're like, we need somebody else to iron out this
flash mob.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I wanted to talk about my experience going from just reading graphic novels or going to the comic book store on a whim and buying a few things to being a monthly reader.
Yeah.
Batman Hush. We talked about Hush on a previous episode because we're,
what
animated
year was
movie.
That?
It was 2002. This is my graduation year from high school. It started while I was in college. So I started my first year of college. I was going monthly to pick up the issues of Hush from Batman 608, which up until recently I had a complete run of Batman from 608 till the current run. But I've dropped it because it was punished reading. I was punished reading. But that was when I was going in and weekly I would go to the comic store every week before school, pick up books, do that whole thing. I did not actually have a pull list, where books were being set aside for me until I was 27. So from 18 years old to 27, I literally would just go to the comic book store and every Wednesday and pick out the stuff that seemed interesting to me.
I think I did that too for at least a year or so. I wanted to not get a pull list. I was like, don't do it, because once I do, I'm going to be sitting here talking about way too many comic books.
Just a book? No.
But then, it got too confusing having Moon Girl or Squirrel Girl and Miss Marvel, and then, I think the third one I picked out was Moon Girl, and just from, that number one cover.
Yep, that's awesome.
I was like, and then I was like, man, I have, three comics now, I'll just, oh, gosh.
Flintstones was the one that really, because I got, when I first started reading comics, it was Mighty Morphin Power Rangers that really started to sell it for me, so I started pulling that, and then I pulled as many of the back issues as I could so I could buy them and read them all, and then I bought the volumes. I did that with Flintstones. I bought the first one and then got all the back issues that I could for that.
No, it was, I'm misremembering it now, actually. The second comic that I ever picked up, and this was the first comic ever suggested to me by a comic book store employee, was Paper Girls.
Oh, shit.
Number one.
Paper Girls number one?
Mm-hmm. I was in the store and I was picking up my Miss Marvel and one of the employees was just like, man, I've just been suggesting this to everybody today, but check out this comic. And I was like, another comic? Paper Girls.
I might actually be misremembering my thing, too. Because
Paper Delivery Girls.
With Batwoman Rebirth, that didn't come till later, and I didn't find out till later that I was doing it. It was the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers that I had to get my hands on every single time.
Yeah.
I love that book. It's fine.
Still great.
So good. So, and that was kind of the other thing, and then I think I was talking to you, because I was bitchy about it, and you're like, oh no, they actually announced, in February they're going to do a Batwoman one, and I was like, what? I want that. And you're like, yeah, let's get you in the system. Okay!
And then the downward spiral begins.
The spiral went down, and now you can ask, my fiancé, I bring home probably about 10 comic books a week.
Yeah. I say
I used to be worse.
Begrudgingly, but
when yeah. when I worked at Best Buy, dude, I was going all out. I was grabbing like 20, man.
Yeah.
I don't think that, but now I can't say that I want every 20.
I can't. I don't know what the number is for the actual titles that I'm combining. What I read for discussion and retail purposes versus like what I personally read, I cannot tell you how many comic books I read in a week.
Yeah, but then again, that's your job. So.
It is my job. So it's like there's some stuff that I'm like, there's some stuff I don't really want to read that I do, and I'm sometimes pleasantly surprised by that, which is great. But yeah,
I'm trying to think. I want to say that the first superhero movie I saw in theaters was Batman Begins.
Wow. Well, mine was Batman 89, so.
I watched all of those movies as a kid, too.
But I loved those movies as a kid, too.
Actually, the one that I remember the most, the two I remember the most, I take back, rather, was Batman Forever and Batman and Robin. Now, mind you, I was four. I'm allowed to like Batman and Robin.
You're allowed to like whatever you want to like.
Because that one, I know I will get crap for, but I was 4 years old and I thought it was the coolest stuff ever because when I was a kid, I loved, what's her name, Uma Thurman?
Yeah, I loved her.
I always loved her.
And then
the chick who played in, I can never remember her name either, but the chick who played in Clueless was...
Alicia Silverstone.
Yeah, she was
Definitely remember Alicia Silverstone.
Yeah.
I grew up in the Clueless era. I definitely remember Alicia Silverstone.
So yeah, and I loved those movies. I watched Batman Forever and Batman and Robin like all the time. You can literally ask my mom about it. The other funny thing is I didn't watch the original Superman until I was probably about 10 or 11.
See, middle school Patrick was just like, as like a film junkie that I am / was, I like pretty much watched them all like in a row together, and I'm just like, you know, little me is like, you can really tell the difference in style when Tim Burton leaves. I was already at that point when I like loved terrible movies too. I was like, I'd already like, you know, seen so many movies that when I was in elementary school, I'm already like riff tracking on like Batman and Robin.
That was the other thing too, because I watched Batman Returns after I had seen those other ones, but I think that was probably because my parents are like, that's a little probably dark.
I don't remember seeing Batman Returns, which is really strange because I have distinct memories of seeing Batman Forever. I had been in Colorado for 1 year.
That was like the moment in time I fell in love with Michelle Pfeiffer when I was like 7 watching Batman Returns.
Yeah, I had followed. Yeah, the first crush, the first celebrity crush I can ever remember is Kim Basinger in Batman 89.
See, and that, I just remember Amy and Joe Johnson.
I was like 8 or 9 for that. So.
But, yeah, because I... And that was even when I was little, because I've been a chicken since I've been alive, apparently. That movie kind of scared me because the penguin was creepy.
Oh yeah, yeah.
He was like his mouth,
his
gross
fingers biting off like the somebody's nose.
There was that, and his mouth just disgusted the crap out of me as a kid with the black stuff. And then I think my parents were also just a little worried. They're like, we probably shouldn't let our 5-year-old see someone in a cat suit like that.
Yeah.
It's like, this is a little creepy for...
Neither of my parents were into superheroes at all. My mom says that she used to read comic books out all the time, but she only mentioned that to me in the past few years since I've been reading them.
Yeah.
Never before in my life was I like, you like superheroes, Mom?
My mom liked Wonder Woman. She liked Linda Carter. Wonder Woman. That was what my mom really liked. So that was the only comic book hero around. Otherwise, my mom hasn't seen a single Marvel movie.
My mom had every comic book adaptation of movies that were made, like Independence Day, Interview with a Vampire, the Dracula, Bram Stoker's Dracula, like all that stuff.
Oh my goodness!
Batman or Superman or the Death of Superman. Yeah.
Being a nerd's just in your DNA.
It is in my DNA. My dad was a huge Hulk fan, so
I guess that
is not in my DNA.
Nurture versus nature, I guess.
Yeah. Well, that's we're about to run out of time. That was a fun trip down memory lane, though.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that was
revisit my childhood for a minute.
And I'm gonna watch some old movies now.
Yeah. Everybody always asks Matt, Pat, and Kat, how'd you get to be the famous celebrity comic book people that you are today, and here you are. Here's our superhero origins.
All right.
Well, with that, I guess let's all say bye then.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.